This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like expecting the leadership of a team captain on the football field, but getting a sea captain. You wouldn't settle for just anything for your team. Shouldn't it be the same for your insurance? So don't settle for just any insurance when you can go with a leader. State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac Extra Value Meal for $8. That means two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries, and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Let's do this.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Look, I got a lot of confidence in our rookie quarterback. I'm glad we got him.
Dart design run. Up the middle he goes. To the tank, to the bump. Touchdown, Giants. Jackson Dart.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Today's guest, ESPN SportsCenter host, Scott Van Pelt. Plus, your phone calls, latest injury news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. All phone lines are lit. We're about to take your phone call. Scott Van Pelt joining us in hour number three. He's winging it right now as we speak to New York City, where he and the rest of the ESPN Countdown crew will be manning the fort for two games tonight. Jets and Dolphins for the right to not be 0-4. And the 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals taking on the 1-2 Denver Broncos. I think obviously we know what's at stake between the Jets and the Dolphins this evening. You don't want to be 0-4.
Loser leaves town. Yeah.
Pretty much, you know. Yeah. Just ask the Titans. How does 0-4 feel? It does not taste very well. And, you know, Aaron Glenn's just new there. The conversation about Mike McDaniel's tenure would only get hotter if they lose to the Jets at home. That would be two home division losses to start the season for the Miami Dolphins. That's what's at stake there. The Bengals don't want to cough up their 2-0 start right away in their first two games without Joe Burrow. That's for sure. They'd love to reverse course from what we saw in Minnesota in the first start for Jake Browning. That's for sure. And the Denver Broncos, owners of currently the wildest statistic in the National Football League right now. Entering tonight's game, the grand total of minutes on the clock in which they have trailed in the fourth quarter is 0.00. They have not trailed at all in the fourth quarter this year. And
so absurd.
They're 1-2.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
0.00.
Full Blutarski on the clock. No minutes and no seconds. Every single game, they've either been tied or they were ahead and lost at the final buzzer. Or gun, whatever you want to say. So the Broncos would love to just, you know, lead in the fourth quarter and win. You know, just like they did in home against Tennessee. Their last two games at Indianapolis, at the Chargers. They lost with no time left on the clock. So that's what's at stake tonight. We shall see what happens on ESPN and ABC. Two networks, two games, and it's not like the previous one where they're standalones.
Yeah. Staggered.
First up is Jets and Dolphins, and then an hour plus later, it will be the Bengals and the Broncos on Monday night. Here on Disney Plus right now, the ESPN app everywhere, and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. We say hello to those listening on Sirius XM Channel 80 or our podcast. All 3 hours are available throughout the days. By downloading our pod, which we'd be very excited about. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. David in Ohio. Let's take David's call. What's up, David?
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking the call. Last night during the Dallas and Green Bay game, do you think when Jerry Jones met Micah when he was in his Green Bay uniform, do you think he, like, reached out his hand, shake his hand, and Micah's like, Let me talk to my agent real quick before I do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, that would have been great. David in Ohio, well done. 2-drink minimum. Please tip your waitress.
I know.
Oh, and he's out.
This guy,
he's
out. I didn't even cut him.
He's out.
One joke.
Yeah, mic drop and gone. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Mic drop.
Hey, a mic drop. Look at you.
Maca.
You should leave. I want you to stay, but I think you should leave now. Full Costanza walkout right there. A mic drop. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Damn, man. You almost had it last night. We talked about it at length in hour number one of the program.
Maybe I should say this for overreaction, but did Jerry Jones win the trade?
Please save that for tomorrow. Please do. Please do. Please do.
Okay.
Please do. Please do. That's for overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Please save that.
In the meantime, though,
there's Overreaction Monday, the podcast. It's been out in your RSS feed or youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for about an hour now. So take it in whenever you have the time. We'd appreciate it. 844-204-RICH. Is the number to dial. Terrence in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Guardians won the American League Central Division despite being dead and buried. What's going on, Terrence?
Oh, Rich, thank God for the Cleveland Guardians.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, September in Cleveland would have been dismal with the football that's going on. I don't know if you know this about Cleveland in October, but in Cleveland in October, baseball is life. The Guardians are good.
They are.
Real good. I thank God for the Guardians. What an exciting. If anyone wants to feel goosebumps getting ready for the playoff baseball, regardless of the team, listen to Tom Hamilton's call of Brian Rocchio hitting that walk-off home run yesterday. It will get you running through a brick wall ready for tomorrow.
I will tell you this, Terrence, speaking on behalf of Yankee fans, if I may, I don't want to see them.
No.
I saw enough of them last year, man. That's all they do is put the ball in play. That's all they do. They put the ball in play and put the pressure on you to throw strikes and get them out. Yep. It's that simple.
And if you got J-Ram batting third, I mean, we're just the luckiest fans in the damn world.
Dude, no doubt. And then, you know, your Browns at some point will turn it around. Quinshon Judkins is really good.
I have something to talk about the Browns.
All right.
Let me get something off my chest.
Let's go.
Quarterback stability? Well, now let me see. You know, as a Browns fan, I don't have any idea what that means. I know what you think it means, Sonny. To me, they're just made-up words. Front office words so that fellas like Paul DePodesta can wear a suit and tie and have a job. What do you really want to know, Rich? Am I sorry for being a Browns fan? Not a day goes by I don't feel regret. Not because of 1-31 or the Deshaun Watson trade, because you think I should. Look back on the way I was in 1999. A young, stupid kid who committed to this terrible franchise. I want to talk to him. I want to try to talk some sense to him. Tell him the way things are. But I can't now. That kid's long gone, and this old man's all that's left. I've got to live with that. Quarterback stability? They're just BS words. So you go on and start Dylan Gabriel, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because the truth, I don't give a crap.
Wow. Terrence in Cleveland.
Phenomenal.
Going full Shawshank on us. Well done, Terrence in Cleveland.
Later, Lashonatova, Rich.
Attaboy. Thank you. Right back at you.
Wow.
So much being made of Shedeur Sanders' body language during that game yesterday. You seeing that?
I didn't really watch any of that one. What was it?
He was just standing there looking like, when are you going to put me in the game,
arms
coach?
Arms folded. Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Well, he's the third string, so.
But it's just, what do you want him to do?
Everybody's a body language expert.
Guess what?
You know, yeah, that's true.
Let me ask you about
something for half a second, you know everything.
What do you want him to do?
He wants to play.
Guess what would be worse? What would be worse? Yucking it up? Would yucking it up be worse?
Yeah, imagine
if you're body language police.
Yeah, not when you're down three scores.
Reading a cutaway
of a camera cutaway.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He's giggling it up while the Lions are spanking Flacco.
Spanking Flacco.
Spanking Flacco, right, by the way.
That's like a ska band from the 90s.
No, actually what it was the original title of Chasing Amy.
That's pretty good, too. Spanking. Can we get Kevin Smith on that?
Yeah, get Kevin Smith on Spanking Flacco.
Pretty funny.
Well, what's a kid supposed to do?
Remember a few years ago, remember the quarterback Derek Anderson, Chris?
Yeah, DA.
They were losing a game like 20.
I remember
nothing.
That.
He was sitting there smiling,
keep
and they
going.
Got on him.
Remember
like,
that?
He was like, "What am I? You know, people can't win for losing here sometimes." It's just ridiculous.
What's he supposed to do?
Exactly. He's got the headset on. He's paying attention.
Was it worse than that? Yeah. Did I miss something? Because I was watching it.
Yeah, I mean, we might have to call Zagora and Siciliano to find out.
Yeah, I wasn't. I wasn't dialed into this one, but. Yeah.
So I don't know how much longer. I don't know when Stefanski's going to make a move.
Got to do something. Flacco doesn't look great.
Quinshon Judkins is good, though.
That guy's really good.
Okay. I think they nailed the draft this year.
If you stashed him in fantasy, well done by you.
Certainly if one of the quarterbacks that they eventually do put in, if they do, in Dylan Gabriel or Shador starts playing well, and they start winning more games than not and not losing 3 out of 4, you're gonna look back at this draft and say, well done.
I think you're right.
Mason Graham, this kid.
Well, and they seemingly won the Hunter trade.
I don't know about that. Just because Hunter's not showing up in the stat sheet doesn't mean he's not helping them win football games. That defense right now is shutting it down on people in Jacksonville. But he's got the lowest. He just came with his lowest passer rating, Flacco, since week 3 of 2017.
Yikes.
A 39.3 passer rating. Cleveland scored 17 points or less in 9 straight games. That's the longest streak in the NFL. I don't know. Again, this is what Stefanski's going to have to make a decision on here. I think they had hoped that the Flacco that won comeback player of the year a couple years ago in the system was the one that was going to show up in the first few weeks of the season. Cleveland's next game is in London. And by the way, they're the home team, but they're traveling the longest because Minnesota, all they have to do is hop a flight from Ireland. They're probably already there. So you'll see that game on NFL Network. Pretty big one. You don't want to go to 1-4. Wentz versus Flacco is what it looks like right now. But seriously, is Shador just supposed to stand there?
Yeah. It's like, what do they want him to do?
I don't know. It's not like he looked disinterested. He looked pissed off.
Exactly. Wants to play.
Oh, you're losing? Losing's not fun.
Dude. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. The Philadelphia Eagles are 4-0. And
yawn.
I don't know. Was that a yawn? It wasn't a yawn game.
No.
Was it a yawn game? I mean, Baker Mayfield?
They're kind of yawn.
Why? Because they're so good and they look unbeatable?
I don't know. Drew Brees called them boring the other day, and it's hard to kind of disagree.
You know who they called boring? Tim Duncan. Boring.
Good one, TJ.
Boring is
not a great team. You defending the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you need
what's wrong with me?
Are
you feverish?
Where's the sheet to sign?
Yeah.
Be an Eagle fan, TJ. Do it.
Look at you. But you're not wrong. Tim Duncan was pretty boring.
I'll take
fundamental, right?
I'll take 4-0 instead of having a tie. Like, come on.
The ties are pretty terrible.
They've won 20 of 21 games. They've got the most unstoppable play in the National Football League that personifies their entire game right now.
Which, by the way,
coming to your town, and it feels inevitable. And if you make one mistake, just one mistake, just let one guy come through on the punt team. Block, touchdown.
Right. Yep.
Okay? Here's what's going to happen. If you're Baker Mayfield, you're going to try and make a play because that's all you've done all year long, and you've made plays to the point where it's you're 3-0 and you're all grown up and you're so money and everyone knows it, and you're going to extend a play, and then you're going to throw an interception in the end zone, and we're going to pick it off. You're going to throw an interceptable ball, let's put it that way, in the end zone, we're going to pick it off. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what's been happening over and over and over again. Tampa Bay down 24-6 at halftime. They make it 24-13 left with 9 minutes left in the third quarter. Now it's 31-13 because your stellar second-year running back, Bucky Irving, puts the ball on the ground with 1 millimeter separating the ground from his shin. That was unfortunate, but a mistake. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to pick it up. And they're going to run it in. Unbelievable. Baker Mayfield then leads it back 31-23, throws that interception in the end zone with 7:57 left in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles take advantage every single time. Even if you, by the way, hold them to, wait for it, 0 passing completions in the second half. Zero. None. Your defense does that job. No passing yards in the second half. Zero. 15 of 16 for 130 yards and two passing touchdowns and a passer rating of 140 in the first half for Hurts. 0 for 8, 20 rush yards for Hurts in the second half. You did your job, but there were mistakes made by the other team, and the Eagles will take them and beat you over the head with it. This was Baker Mayfield after the game.
We were just kind of lifeless to begin with in the first half. We got punched in the mouth going at halftime. Look at the scoreboard. You're like, all right, what are we going to do now? But we're too damn good to wait to get hit in the mouth. We got to come out swinging. We got to play better.
He's not wrong. And by the way, not concerned about them in the NFC South. Even though Atlanta came up with a win, they seem to be way too inconsistent. The Bucs already have a road win in Atlanta. That's what happens when you get a rookie quarter. I guess not a rookie. A rookie full first-year starter. How does that sound, right, for Michael Penix? First time he's going through the entire gauntlet here. You're going to get ups and downs. Baker Mayfield, you know what you're going to get. Not worried about the Bucs at all. And, of course, the Eagles. How many weeks in a row are we going to be able to talk about what's wrong with them? What's this? What's that? While they keep winning. Barkley had just 19 carries. That's it. He kept him down, too. Saquon, all Saquon had was 43 yards on 19 carries. You got that done. Jalen Hurts, not a single lick of a passing yard in the second half. Nothing. And you still couldn't win at home because the Eagles come to town and just make sure you make more mistakes than them, and then they'll just take whatever's in front of them. That's the way Belichick used to win games, right?
Yep.
This week, this is the way we're going to win. Next week, that's the way we're going to win because that's the way you play. They play situational football. What do we need to do in this down? This. You do that in this down, guess what we're going to do? That's a mistake? Oh, sorry. Nice parting gifts for you. That's the way the Eagles are playing right now. And now everybody's talking about how pissed off A.J. Brown is.
Well?
Because A.J. Brown, when they were throwing it around in the first half, he didn't get anything to eat, hardly. It was Goddard who got the two touchdowns, right, for them.
Mm-hmm.
And A.J. Brown, 2 receptions, 7 yards on 9 targets in week 4. Fewest yards in a game for him with 6 or more targets in his entire career. Under 30 receiving yards in 3 of the 4 games this year. He had 6 catches for 109 yards and a score last week against the Rams. It all came in the second half. So the passing game was great for a full game. It's just over 2 separate halves in 2 different games, right? The Eagles are undefeated in all of these games, if you didn't know. You got the tweet? This is what everybody's talking about. There it is, A.J. Brown after the game, a quote, "If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way."
To New England. Did he put that in there?
He put that to New England.
That part wasn't at the end of that?
By the way, I believe this is from something other than Inner Excellence.
Oh.
Here we are again. Here we are again. Last time this happened, hold on, I have it written down here. Last time this happened, the Eagles, wait for it, I have it written down, won the Super Bowl.
Need A.J. Brown.
There it is, right there.
Drake May.
There it is. That's the last time it happened. I wrote it down. They won the Super Bowl.
He's not happy.
Go for it. Let's do this again. Let's reprise this. Certainly since you were not part of Overreaction Monday, TJ, Mike Del Tufo is the sound engineer for that outstanding podcast that's available wherever you get your podcast right now or on the YouTube channel of The Rich Eisen Show. You forwarded as an Overreaction Monday topic that teams should call the Eagles for A.J. Brown.
Absolutely.
And I agreed, right? That's not an overreaction. Teams should call the Eagles for A.J. Brown, except for the fact that that topic bar is infused, assumes, says without saying, that the Eagles would listen. Let's recreate it, Chris.
Let's do it.
I am Howie Roseman, since I am also, like Howie, smart and Jewish.
Okay.
Secondly, you are a general manager.
Sure.
You be the GM, right?
Yeah.
Which team are you going to choose?
Oh, I don't know. I'll just pick one random one out of that. I'll be Elliot Wolf.
Ah!
Yeah.
Of the Patriots.
Just random team.
Who've got a kid. That kid, Drake May, could use that weapon,
Drake
huh?
May has similar stats to Josh Allen right now.
I got it. Ready? And action.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, my God.
Hey, is this Howie?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's Elliot. What's up, man? How's it going?
How are the kids, Elliot?
Kids are great.
I'm a family man.
Yeah,
so I'm interested
we got
in
soccer,
this sort of
basketball
thing.
Weekends. You know how it goes.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm chauffeuring more than general managing these days.
Am I right?
You know what I mean?
Never home, working out of the car. Hey, just wondering.
What's up?
You know, we got a spot. Maybe we could use some help at wide receiver. Is AJ possibly available?
You're talking Brown.
AJ Brown. Yeah, yeah.
AJ Brown.
I saw his Twitter this morning. You know, is he on the block?
Elliot, I love you. I respect your work. But do you know what GTFOH stands for?
Hold on. Let me just type that into Urban Dictionary real quick.
And I say that respectful. Oh, no. Well done. And
that's it.
Scene.
You just get the dial tone.
So no, not taking calls. That's
if I'm Howie Roseman, I read this stuff, I see it, and I just shake my head, and I don't even call Nick Sirianni. You know why? Nick Sirianni has now improved with this win, this 4-0 start, to 58-23 as a head coach, including playoffs in the National Football League. That's the fourth highest winning percentage by a head coach in his first five seasons in the Super Bowl era. Behind George Seifert, Chuck Knox, and George Allen. He's seven wins away from being second on the wins list in the first five seasons in an NFL career all time, including playoffs. And the person he would pass is a guy named Paul Brown. So tell me, it might be good for the fodder of longtime listeners and first-time callers. It might be good for the fodder, for the print media, as well it should. I mean, it's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I mean, Paul George is saying he's back to being Paul George if he's healthy. Did you see that soundbite earlier this week?
Yeah. Okay.
So, and the Phillies are getting set to take the week off in the playoffs. Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing, Nick. It's like one big tush push. We're just going to shove you over. And if you don't like the celebrating and the bash brothering and all that stuff that they're doing with the arms, it's kind of like the Freddie Freeman dance move. If you're sick and tired of watching the Dodgers do it, stop them. Stop them. Yeah. The problem is,
you can't.
It's very difficult to do it, and nobody is yet.
And I don't know if you guys noticed in the third, they're setting up for the tush push. Broncos look like they have a great defense for it. And
the
then
Bucks,
they flip,
you mean? Yeah.
The Bucks. He hands the ball off to Saquon from the tush push.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen them do that before.
And what happened?
He scored a touchdown. So
and
what are you supposed
it in.
What are you supposed to do now? Like, and you can't stop it this way. You can't stop it this way.
Did you see the Bucks had that 400-pound guy that they were thinking of activating for the game?
Yeah.
Just saying, you try and stop him. Try and push him. I think that's what's going to end up happening. That's what they're going to do.
Big guys.
Or maybe they'll just take their best defensive lineman and put him in that inflatable sumo wrestler suit and have them go
have
out
him
there.
Waddle out there.
Yeah. And say, stop that guy. I don't know, man. Not concerned. AJ Brown, at some point, it's going to be his game.
Yeah, for sure.
And in the meantime, you know, it's not easy. I totally understand it. Receivers need to be fed. They need to get the football. AJ Brown is too good to not be targeted more and have more consistent yards. It totally makes sense. I totally understand he is frustrated. In the meantime, the answer to that problem is just wait. It's going to be okay. In the meantime, will you take your ring out and look at it? Or full on Don Draper, Mad Men. That's what the money is for. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Scott Van Pelt in hour number three on the program. We haven't hit the Bears and the Raiders. We shall. There's also the Colts Raiders and the Rams. Chris, you saw that game.
Great game.
Just to name two games that we have yet to discuss with you right here on the Rich Eisen Show, here on Disney Plus, ESPN the app, and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Introducing the new Dell PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It's not just an AI computer. It's a computer built for AI. That means it's built to help do your busy work for you. So you can fast forward through
editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, running lots of apps without lag, creating live transitions and captions, summarizing meeting notes, extending battery life, enhancing security, finding that file you were looking for, managing your schedule, meeting your deadlines, responding to your boss's long emails,
leaving all the time in the world for more you time and for the things you actually want to do. No offense to your boss. Get a new Dell PC at Dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, and that jingle. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I've been to O'Reilly Auto Parts over and over again, and I get exactly what I need. The parts and a friendly face. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. Of course, the importance of being helpful and having a friendly service face look right at you and say, we've got your back, we've got your car ready to go back on the road. It makes all the difference, doesn't it? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. With rising housing prices and steeper mortgage rates, we know home ownership may seem too expensive to be achievable. But that's why we offer a home buyer's choice loan that can open the door to affordable home ownership. Our home buyer's choice loan has no down payment options available, which means you don't have to wait years to save money. And with our no refi rate drop, you may be able to lower your rate in the future without refinancing. Plus, while most lenders require borrowers to purchase private mortgage insurance unless they can make a 20% down payment, we don't require PMI. Finally, we offer fixed payments, so your monthly payment will always be the same. So if you're looking for your first home or your next home, you can open the door with a Navy Federal Home Buyer's Choice Loan. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn how you can achieve home ownership. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at Progressive.com. Scott Van Pelt will be joining us in hour number three. We'll talk about rest of week four that's already played out in the NFL. And, of course, the Ryder Cup. It finished pretty close. It was a total blowout for the first two days. And then Europe held on. It was very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
One of my favorite sound bites afterwards was somebody asking Keegan Bradley if he got out-coached or out-whatever. Mm-hmm. And Xander Schauffele, who was there, there were about five of the players surrounding Keegan on a podium. Mm-hmm. There's like two levels of podium. And Xander Schauffele goes, yeah, he should have had us make more putts. And I thought that, like, good for you, Xander. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and Keegan was like beating himself up about, it's my job to set up the course. I have those advantages of being the home captain. And I wish I had some of those decisions back. And Xander Schauffele's like, yeah, you should have made us make more putts. And, it wasn't just that, too. The Europeans were just lights out for the first 2 days. Tommy Fleetwood,
Fleetwood.
At one point, Tommy Fleetwood, I think, had more points personally than the U.S. had points collectively one point on Saturday over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this as well. If you are one of the people in the crowd, gallery, whatever you want to call it, certainly not patrons, in Long Island,
that was
screaming stuff that I was reading that you were screaming at, say, Rory McIlroy's
wife.
Lowry.
It's like, and Shane Lowry. What are we doing?
Let me just say this.
Stuff.
You are a loser.
Yeah.
You're a loser, and you are not in any way, shape, or form additive or representative of what our country should be known as around the world, this is, forget about the real world right now, about how many people are viewing this through the prism of the real world and politics and things of that nature. Fine. That's just the way things are in this world. It's all about, and I understand that there is a nationalistic, jingoistic way to look at being a fan at the Ryder Cup. But to scream at stuff when Rory's like over a putt, like there is, it's the end of the day. The end of the day, there is a necessary amount of decorum required to be somebody in the stands at a golf tournament. Period.
Yep.
End of story. No matter how you feel about America or golf or whatever, or the Americans you're rooting for, the stuff that I read that was directed at some of the Europeans and their families, including projectiles, if you're one of those people, you need to look in the mirror and say to yourself, why am I a loser? Period. End of story.
Yeah, full stop. Hard agree.
Yeah.
Terzo in Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Terzo?
Yo, what up, Rich? Hey, I can't agree with you more. I was taken back by how our fans reacted, and from the sounds of it, they weren't even really chanting for the U.S. And I'm all for, you know, us rooting for the U.S., you know, yeah, and having fun with it.
Sure.
But you do have to have respect. And I thought that there was so much that they could have done better, and they just didn't do it. And it's saddening.
And I don't want to paint with a broad brush. I'm sure there were some people at Bethpage Black who were handling their business as a member of the gallery properly. But, you know, what else is on your mind, Terzo? What else you got of?
Well,
your Niners.
Yesterday's game was a tough loss. I was really hoping that we'd pull that one out at home, because the next two games are going to be tough. The quick turnaround against the Rams on Thursday, and then having to go out and play Tampa. And Tampa, you know, they've been playing well, and we kind of struggle out there. And so I could very well see us being 3-3 going into week 7.
It's entirely possible, man. But the bottom line is, at some point, Kittle's going to come back.
Yep.
And then at some point, you do get Ayuk. Juwan Jennings just can't play 4 healthy quarters, jeez, it appears.
Right?
I mean, he got hit in the chops on a 2-point conversion that he caught. And thanks for the call, Terzo.
See you, buddy.
You know, the Niners.
Purdy turned the ball over is concerning.
Well, let's just put it this way, man.
I mean, I know he's dinged, but that second pick was literally like the Jaguars receiver.
The one that got him was having the ball slapped away when he stepped up in the pocket.
Yeah.
That one really hurt the Niners. I mean, the Niners had a chance to keep winning this game over and over and over again. But at the end of the day, we may learn, and the Chiefs may learn next, the Jacksonville Jaguars can put up enough points with Travis Etienne running the football and hitting home runs, as he did again yesterday. He joined Derrick Henry as the only player since 2018 to average 6 or more yards a carry on 60 or more carries over his team's first 4 games of a season. He's getting 6.1 yards a pop right now. Travis Etienne has re-entered the chat. We're still waiting for Trevor Lawrence to just light it up. Mm-hmm. He has yet to do that with Brian Thomas Jr. or Travis Hunter. But he did just file his first game of the year without an interception. So that's good news on that front. And the defense is just doing the rest. Last year, the Jacksonville defense had 9 takeaways with 25 points off those takeaways. That was both of them last in the National Football League, dead last. Already this year, through the first 4 games, 13 takeaways, 4 more. And 41 points off of takeaways, 16 more points already this year than last year's season low totals. And their turnover margin of 4 or more or better, it's their first game with that for Jacksonville since 2022. Devin Lloyd, killing it. 8 tackles, tackle for loss, and 2 interceptions alone on Sunday. And they went to San Francisco. And Robert Saleh talking before the game about how they have a legal sign-stealing system. He and Liam Cohen crossed paths after the game. And you could see the video. Liam Cohen said something at the very end of what the microphones picked up that I think he will regret saying personally. But Liam Cohen is talking with his chest, yeah, and I'm wondering if the defense is picking up on that. And at some point, the offense is going to catch up to what Liam Cohen is trying to coach up there. And Jacksonville is now tied for first in the AFC South, and they have got a big game against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night to close out Week 5. The whole country is going to settle down and watch what we, if you have watched them against Carolina or Houston or San Francisco, have seen. Or even at Cincinnati, that was the game in which Joe Burrow went down for the season and Jake Browning threw just enough to get Jacksonville past Cincinnati in that one. Otherwise, they'd be a perfect 4-0, the only other 4-0 team along with the Bills in the AFC at this point in time. And, you know, I'm calling that Week 7 game in Wembley against the Rams. That could be a highly entertaining game against two teams that are leading their divisions at that point in time. We shall see. And we'll talk Rams and Colts shortly, with Seattle in between the Monday Nighter in Kansas City at home before they take on the Rams in London on NFL Network. And then there's a bye. So nice start for the Jaguars. And the same, sir, can go for your Patriots. Dude,
gave away the game against the Steelers. Should be 3-1, but like where we're at right now.
You should. Because Vrabel is just giving this team a certain sense about themselves, an identity that I think they are buying.
Take your heart pills and buckle
that's
up.
That's what exactly they're doing, man.
Well, and Drake May is making a leap right now.
You know what? I could sit here and push back on that.
I don't know how you can.
But guess what? But I'm not going to.
Thank you.
Because ball doesn't lie and the numbers don't lie. And Caleb is definitely, he took a beating in Vegas yesterday, another game that we'll talk about shortly, and came out with the win. Jaden Daniels has been hurt the last two games. J.J. McCarthy had one good quarter before he's been hurt the last two games. Bo Nix tonight, we'll see how he responds to the first three games, in which we're waiting to see more of the Bo Nix from last year. Michael Penix is like a roller coaster. Drake May is 100% taking the biggest leap and playing the best out of anybody that was drafted in the first round of last year's draft, without a doubt. And then you want to talk about some of the things that he has done. We're going to start to hear him compared statistically through the first 2 years, through the first this, the first that. You're going to hear the name Tom Brady more often than not, because obviously that's the quarterback you're going to get thrown into the mix with when you're talking about statistics in your own team record book. But Drake May has had a 75% or better completion percentage with 2 or more passing touchdowns in each of the last 3 games. Look at this stat that we're putting up on the screen. The only one in NFL history to have a better such streak in a single season is Tom Brady in his 50-touchdown perfect season of 2007. And he's tied with records, with a streak, similar streak, at 3 of Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning again, Kurt Warner, and 5 others. We've just thrown away the 5 others. As for Brady, Manning, Rodgers, and Warner, they all won an MVP in the season in which they did it.
Hey.
This is...
Let me tell you what won't happen this year.
I know, I hear you.
Say what?
I hear you.
No disrespect.
At 23 years old...
I mean, it would run the table.
He's the second youngest player. Well, I'm just showing you... Again, he may or may not... I'm just showing you what he's done so far is
he's been
really
great.
Impressive.
Yeah, really, really impressive.
Really impressive. And if they held on the football against Pittsburgh...
Oh, there's no way we lose that.
You know, week one against Vegas is a bit of a head-scratcher based on the fact that Vegas is yet to win another one.
Right.
And he's the second youngest player with two or more passing touchdowns or one or more rushing touchdowns and a passer rating of 155 in the same game. His passer rating was 155.6 Sunday. Lamar was the only younger to do it. He did it at age 22, and you know what he did that season? He won the MVP.
Tell him, Rich Eisen.
I'm serious.
What are the results, Brock?
70-1 right now.
They're the first team in 9 years to score 40 or more points coming against a team that just shut out their opponent the previous season. The last team to do it was the Niners in 2016. And they're getting special teams touchdowns. So, again, what they're doing, just let's just keep our feet on the ground, to use a Casey Kasem phrase here.
Sorry, I was levitating
a
little bit.
Drake May, you are reaching for the stars.
I am. Okay. I'm levitating.
And I'm giving you this long-distance dedication. I'm playing you an upbeat record right now, though you might not be asking for one.
Keep going.
We know how Casey responded to that. All right.
Wow.
2-2 is in the mix for a wild card spot through four weeks, bro.
If the playoffs started today, Rich Eisen, Patriots the 8th seed.
I'm just
lose a tiebreaker to the Chiefs.
You're off to a very nice start and a base of operations from which a nice run can be made. Well, if your quarterback's going to continue to play like this.
Well, it's a professional operation now where it hasn't been the last couple of seasons.
Yes.
Drake May has the dual threat ability that you want in your quarterback these days. Look, Stephon Diggs, nice game yesterday.
He got a nice touchdown.
Nice game.
First time as a Patriot.
And I think we're seeing him finally getting to be healthy. Travion Henderson, Ramondre Stevenson. That's a nice two-headed monster when they're holding on to the football. You mentioned special teams. But they did the one thing that they couldn't do in the last couple of years, beat a bad team. When a team comes to your house and you're better than them, handle your business. And they did that yesterday, which they couldn't do in the last couple of years.
They certainly did. And Christian Gonzalez came back.
Great news.
And Marcus Jones, man.
Dude, a weapon on special teams.
87-yard punt return for a touchdown in the first quarter.
Had another long return, almost broke another.
Uh-huh. 167-yard punt return yards in week four, broke the record held by Mike Haynes.
Oh, Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
Who's been in the studio.
So.
True.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
So Jacksonville and New England, I tip my cap to you. And I just had to get all that out before the Yankees and Red Sox played each other.
Thank you.
I just
appreciate
wanted to be
that.
Professional.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We'll take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Scott Van Pelt coming in hour three.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let me tell you about Sonos, the speakers that bring every game to life at my house. I can attest to this. I love talking about Sonos. It's in so many rooms in my house. You could zone it up. You could zone your house up. Okay, my kitchen gets this music. Okay. Certainly, when you've got kids in the house that want to listen to different music in different rooms, and you could do that sort of thing, you could pop. They know how to work the Sonos because it's so easy. Setup is easy. You just plug in, open the Sonos app. You are ready to go, whether you're cheering on your team, binging your favorite show, or listening to the hottest songs. If you want stadium quality sound at home, just like I have, explore soundbars, speakers, and more at Sonos.com, S-O-N-O-S.com. They look as good as they sound, Sonos. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. How was Sarah Tiana watching SEC football this weekend? Were you around her?
No, Alabama, she was actually in Indianapolis over the weekend. So she was
beside herself, not happy.
At an event, watching on her phone, drinking.
We had it done.
Yeah.
Because if this is the year that Georgia supposedly is down, they should be still able to get Alabama and then could not.
For some reason, Kirby Smart just, whether it's Nick Saban as head coach or now Kalen DeBoer, just can't beat Bama in the regular season.
Did you see Bama through a tight end or wide receiver screen with a 350-pound lineman? Did you see that?
He almost
scored a touchdown. You need to dial up Chris Fowler's call with Herb Street. They were chuckling and laughing throughout the entire process.
Yeah, I imagine.
So... what a big win for Kalen DeBoer.
Huge.
Okay, everyone's looking
at him off the hot seat a little bit.
Ago, everyone's looking at his buyout and saying, no one's going to pay that.
Well, now they're, let's see, if I was looking at the national title odds, they have the fourth best odds right now.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Ohio State, 5-1, Oregon, 6-1, Texas, 7-1, Bama, 8-1.
Great win for Ohio State in Washington. Big Ten refs. Come on, man. There were two personal foul penalties on Washington that were absurd, just positively absurd. One was a roughing the passer that wasn't, absolutely not, you know? And another one called on the bench well after a play was over because a ref bumped into the head coach. Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah.
But Ohio State is the clear number one right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And TJ, what a weekend for you, bud.
Oh, buddy. Let me tell you, it wasn't.
How did you take that?
Just the complete opposite of the last
Oregon
for
that me. Oregon overtime,
dude,
against your Penn State Nittany Lions.
That was a rough one.
James Franklin falls to 2-21 all time against Associated Press top six opponents. 2-21 all time. Drew Aller threw an interception in all. At one point, Oregon had a 4th-and-1 in overtime. All Penn State needed was that one stop. Instead, they didn't. Next snap, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Next snap was overtime.
Overtime.
Touchdown on the first snap there. Next snap, 2-point conversion, no good. Next snap, interception by Drew Aller. Mm-hmm. Game over.
Ugh.
They went from needing a 1-yard stop to win it. To five snaps later, losing
game
it.
Over. Yeah,
that was a wild overtime, and that was happening just as Alabama beat Georgia.
Yep,
same time. So I mean, it was the witching hour, and I had to get to sleep because I had a 2:30 a.m. wake up call for yesterday's NFL game day.
That's morning. That's
I found out Oregon stayed in Altoona last week.
No way.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Hey, did they really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah.
Okay, so your hometown's hospitality may have helped.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that again.
Did you see Dan Lanning afterwards with the post-game interview? He looked like he was in a zone.
Yeah.
That guy can coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Playoff is going to be awesome.
It is going to be, because I think anyone can win it. I really believe anybody could win it right now. Yep, One month into college football, that's the proof. I think anybody can win it.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.